God did not cause you to be born again because you impressed him with your spiritual abilities, and he thought it would be wise to get such an impressive person on his team. He did it by his own power and because he is good and he loves you. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. James chapter 1, verse 18. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. I remember when we went to the hospital so that my wife could give birth to our firstborn. Things were not moving along very quickly, and in fact, they had kind of stalled out. So I went to the doctor, and I asked him, "What does the plan need to be?" And he said, "You say the word, and we'll deliver the baby." "Are you kidding? All I have to do is tell you to do it, and it will happen?" "Yes. What I will do is I'll give her this certain type of medicine, and the show will begin." Well, that was a lot of power that I had. All I had to do was say, "Let's do it now." The same type of thing happens in the spiritual world as well. God wills that we be born again, and the medicine he uses to cause the birth is the word of truth, the gospel. That's some powerful stuff. It takes a person from being in spiritual darkness to being in spiritual light. It takes a person from being spiritually dead to being fully alive. It takes a person from being dead in trespasses and sins to being alive in Christ, from being a rebel to being rescued, from being in bondage to being freed, from being an orphan to being adopted. God alone is good all the time and gives us every good gift. One of the best gifts being bringing us forth, giving us birth through the gospel, the word of truth. And he did this of his own will because he wanted to, and he is good. And let's not forget, we are the first fruits, the down payment of sort for the redemption of all different types of creatures to come. Now that's impressive. We don't impress him, but rather we are impressed by him day by day. When you pray today, please remember Carl Sukhraj and his family, part of our missionary family. Also, remember the Igbo Life Word broadcast heard throughout Nigeria.